time for Rocket Football on 88.3 FM WXUT, the third consecutive weekend that the Rockets will don their home uniforms and get set to play in front of a great crowd here at the Glass Bowl. Happy you are with us. Isaac Petcash, Reed Teedsworth, and Brandon Hill alongside you from the third floor of the press box in our WXUT station studios. We're underway here from the Glass Bowl, and Deontay Johnson will catch the football right on the R in the back of his own end zone and will need it to start the contest. And so Mitch Guadagni will come out to start for his Toledo Rocket team. And here comes third down, and it will indeed be a draw. Here is Kelton Moore carrying the football. He's able to wiggle his way across the 10-yard line and drag some navy blue jerseys with him. He'll pick up about 7 yards to the 15, but that's all he gets. It's fourth down and 8, and the Rocket defense is able to mirror Nevada's defense in the first series and force a 3-and-out themselves. The Rockets will continue to move the football. 3-3 set for Nevada on first down. Guadagni play action, Victor Tompkins. He's back in the pocket. He's going deep, and he's looking for John Wayne Johnson. He's got up for the touchdown. That was beautifully executed as Johnson broke both coverages, and the Rockets strike first. They lead it 6-0 on a beautiful pass from number 6 Guadagni to John May Johnson. Early stages of the game, Rockets lead it 7-0. The Lumen Piper threatening at the 18, and on second down, Ganji will give it to Toa Tawa. Tawa's got a hole, bounces near side, looking for the goal line, and he is in for the touchdown. 18 yards to the house goes the freshman running back, and Nevada very quickly responds to the Rocket touchdown with one of their own. And they're an extra point away from tying up the score at 7.
We're looking at the replay here. They showed it up on the big board. I'm not so sure Tawa made it into the end zone. He may be down at the 1-yard line. And so they're going to place this ball about 6 inches away from the Rockets' south end zone.
Yes. How key would this be if the Rockets can make the stand? Fourth down and goal. Ty Ganji with Devontae Lee in the backfield. They have not thrown it on this goal line opportunity. Lee in the backfield with Ganji on fourth and goal. Lee will hand it to Ganji. Now he'll keep it himself. Ganji with the quarterback draw. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. And that play, that fake was so good. It faked all of us up here in the booth now. And Nevada finally is able to punch it on fourth and goal as the read option works for the senior quarterback. Rockets line up as if they're going to block the punt. There are 9 men on the line of scrimmage, and they do go after it. The punt is muffed and blocked. It's picked up and running into the end zone for the Rocket touchdown. Here's number 14, Reggie Gillian, the tight end. Another special teams mistake that the Rockets capitalize on in 2018. And just like that, Toledo's got the lead back.
Down 7, it's such an important play. If you don't get the first down there and you're turning over the ball in your own territory, you got to see how that defense is lined up and make a decision.
So Rami's Ahmed will go back to punt. Toledo rushes it again. Ahmed gets his punt off. And it's muffed by Denzel McKinley Lewis and picked up by an up man for the Wolfpack. Unbelievable. This game has been identical in every fashion of the imagination. And after Nevada muffs a punt on their previous drive, McKinley Lewis can't handle it. It goes right into the arms of the upman, Robert Farrell. And the Wolfpack have the football at the Toledo 15-yard line. We said it would most likely be a four-team race. Toledo, NIU in the west, Buffalo, and Ohio in the east. Here comes a kick return by Deontay Johnson, and Johnson breaks free at the 45. Deontay Johnson into the right, into the territory, and he scores.
Special teams of this game.
Oh my gosh.
Wilder and wilder.
I apologize because I was looking at the scoreboard there, assuming Johnson was going to take it for a touchback. And as I'm looking, Johnson takes it from his own 2 and proceeds to go into the end zone, and the Rockets have a 20-14 lead. Here comes 3rd and 2. Rockets have 7 men in the box trying to make the play. They'll rush 4 on 3rd down. Ganji back to pass. Has his man and a 1st down. Is going to be picked up as reaching out the football and crossing that line is tight end Trey Carter-Wells. On a little bit of a flare out of the backfield, it's enough for a 1st down as Nevada picks up 3. The Rockets will try to make a defensive stand on 3rd and 1. Ganji will hand it up the middle and able to bounce off 3 defenders, losing the football. It is the running back Devontae Lee and the Rockets picking up at the 45. That's a turnover for the freshman running back as the ball popped out of his hands. He went pinball off of a couple Rockets defenders but could not secure the rock. and Toledo forces a turnover and they'll have it on the 45.
What a change of events there. You know, Nevada, they picked up the first down, they got the necessary yardage. I think the running back thought, you know, I got the line to get in here, I can just kind of close my way through the rest of this play. And all of a sudden, a Toledo defender comes out of nowhere, makes a great play, and Richard Olenkenbuck comes in and makes a recovery on the fumble.
Second down and 10. Rockets line up 8 in the box. They will bring 7 on the rush. And this is a handoff now to the running back, Toa Tawa. Tawa breaks free at the 20, cuts back to the 15, inside the 10 to the 5, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Nevada. So the Wolfpack go pass, 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 and finally, on the final play of the drive, handed off to the freshman running back, and he barrels his way in from 20 yards. And the Wolfpack are an extra point away yet again from tying it up at 21.
And we're going to see Art Tompkins check into the game here at running back, and I think that will indicate, you know, probably a passing play here for the Rockets. He's a really good back out of the backfield. Like, make some catches, and if you can get him out in the flat with some space, you might be able to make a move and get into the end.
Just about to say, look for that little mini screen here on third and goal. Rockets line up 3 to the near side. Guadagni in the shotgun on third and goal. Back to pass. Nevada brings pressure. Guadagni finds Cody Thompson for the touchdown. Finally, Cody Thompson can celebrate in style. The Rockets have the lead back. That was a beautifully drawn play, and Guadagni finds his senior veteran receiver. The Rockets have the lead back for the fourth time in this game. Trips receivers now to the far side for Guadagni and company. Shaquif Seymour in the backfield on third down. Guadagni gets the snap. He's looking for Cody Thompson. Now he changes direction of the field. He'll run the ball across the 20 to the 15. Guadagni looking for the end zone. He scores. Mitch Guadagni's got the touchdown. And this time, he uses his legs for the score. And how massive is that? So a 50-yard field goal coming from Rami Zamek from the right hash. Looking to cut the lead to 11. Here's the snap. Hold good. Kick up on the way. And it is up. And it is good from 50 yards. Rami's Ahmed just getting enough as that ball passed under the crossbar by about a yard and a half. And what a way to end a crazy first half. First down. He's got an open landing. He's going to walk into the end zone for the touchdown. Kelton Moore caps off a ridiculously impressive three-play drive that goes 75 yards in 45 seconds. And Nevada punches the Midnight Blue and Gold right in the gut to start the third quarter. First and 10 for Ty Ganji, the quarterback on record right now, who has a 198 and a touchdown so far for his squad. And he hands it off the middle to the running back, Toa Tawa. Toa Tawa's got from across midfield, and he will not be caught. 66 yards goes Toa Tawa to the house, and Nevada responds back at one play to the red zone at the 20-yard line. A minute 40 to go in the third quarter. They lead it by 4, 42-38 in an offensive contested wild contest so far. Guadagni will motion over Desmond Phillips to the near side, stacking two receivers on each end. Guadagni on first down, back to pass. He's got Cody Thompson for the touchdown! Mitch Guadagni fires it right into the area yet again, and Cody Thompson has his second touchdown reception of the evening.
Scored enough points, but I just don't think the time constraints here is just too much to overcome.
12 minutes to go. The clock is running on second and 2 from the 19. Guadagni with Seymour in the backfield. He'll motion over Desmond Phillips, and on second down, he'll give it to Desmond Phillips on the jet sweep, and Desmond Phillips is going to draw back the pass. He fires in the end zone. He's got the touchdown! Cody Thompson makes the catch! And Desmond Phillips shows off his arm! How about that for trickery for Brian Wright's offensive company? Unbelievable! Art Tompkins is in the backfield, and he will not get the ball. It'll be Guadagni on the quarterback drawing. Guadagni's got some room around! He breaks the defender, Guadagni, into the end zone! Touchdown, Mitch Guadagni! This man continues to show off his skill both with his legs and with his arm. Final seconds will wind down. Kovac takes the carry, and that will do it. The scoreboard reads triple zeros, and after a wild and crazy nearly four-hour affair, we reach the final. Toledo takes it 63-44. They move to 2-1 on the season and get a much-needed bounce-back victory.